We had spent the day without food. But we were not really hungry. We were exhausted. My father had accompanied the deportees as far as the ghetto's gate. They first had been herded through the main synagogue, where they were thoroughly searched to make sure they were not carrying away gold, silver, or any other valuables. There had been incidents of hysteria and harsh blows. "When will it be our turn?" I asked my father. "The day after tomorrow. Unless things work out. A miracle, perhaps." Where were the people being taken? Did anyone know yet? No. The secret was well kept. Night had fallen. That evening we went to bed early. My father said, "Sleep peacefully, children. Nothing will happen until the day after tomorrow, Tuesday." Monday went by like a small summer cloud, like a dream in the first hours of dawn. Intent on preparing our backpacks, on baking breads and cakes, we no longer thought about anything. The verdict had been delivered. That evening, our mother made us go to bed early. "To conserve our strength," she said. It was to be the last night spent in our house. I was up at dawn. I wanted to have time to pray before leaving. My father had risen before all of us to seek information in town. He returned around 8 o'clock. "Good news. We were not leaving town today. We were only moving to the small ghetto. That is where we were to wait for the last transport. We would be the last to leave." At 9 o'clock, the previous Sunday's scenes were repeated. Policemen wielding clubs were shouting, "All Jews outside!" We were ready. I went out first. I did not want to look at my parents' faces. I did not want to break into tears. We remained sitting in the middle of the street, like the others 2 days earlier. The same hellish sun, the same thirst. Only there was no one left to bring us water. I looked at my house in which I had spent years seeking my God, fasting to hasten the coming of the Messiah, imagining what my life would be like later. Yet I felt little sadness. My mind was empty. "Get up, roll call." We stood. We were counted. We sat down. We got up again, over and over. We waited impatiently to be taken away. What were they waiting for? Finally, the order came. "Forward! March!" My father was crying. It was the first time I saw him cry. I had never thought it possible. As for my mother, she was walking, her face a mask, without a word, deep in thought. I looked at my little sister, Tzipora, her blonde hair neatly combed, her red coat over her arm, a little girl of 7. On her back, a bag too heavy for her. She was clenching her teeth. She already knew it was useless to complain. Here and there, the police were lashing out with their clubs. "Faster!" I had no strength left. The journey had just begun, and I already felt so weak. "Faster! Faster! Move, you lazy good-for-nothings!" the Hungarian police were screaming. That was when I began to hate them. And my hatred remains our only link today. They were our first oppressors. They were the first faces of hell and death. They ordered us to run. We began to run. Who would have thought that we were so strong? From behind their windows, from behind their shutters, our fellow citizens watched as we passed. We finally arrived at our destination. Throwing down our bundles, we dropped to the ground. "Oh God, Master of the Universe, in your infinite compassion, have mercy on us."